Here with head coach Steve Dawson of the men's soccer team, taking a look ahead at the 2009 fall season for his men. And first of all, coach, thanks for taking some time with us. We look forward to a September 1st meeting against Wilmington with a much different team than what we saw last year. Talk a little bit about the returners and obviously the adjustments of going from a team that was an NCAA qualifying team last year to a team that's only going to return three or four returners from last year in terms of the guys who saw significant minutes.
Well, Ben, we're going to be a lot different this year, to say the least. We've lost 21 of the 36 guys that were on the roster from last year, 14 through graduation, and then a couple didn't make it back academically, unfortunately. A couple of injuries. One decided to play another sport. And he actually got some time last year as a freshman, but he, you know, it's tough for him to play two sports. He's good at two sports, and he decided to stick with one, the other sport. One kid transferred back to New Jersey, and he was a starter. And another player just decided not to play. So we've lost a large group, obviously, and it's very difficult to predict how we're going to be. We had a scrimmage last night against Urbana, and the young, we're very young. You know, we only returned three starters from last year, and probably two or three others that actually contributed during the season. So it's there's going to be a big demand, obviously, on the freshmen. It's hard for me to say right now. We've only been back about a week and a half. It's hard for me to predict how good we're going to be. Obviously, I think I don't want to be pessimistic, but we're not going to be obviously as good as we were last year. You don't lose players like we lost last year, All-American, All-Region type players, Division One caliber players, really, that and replace them straight away. It's just not going to happen. So we're, you know, I'm going in obviously with a positive outlook, but with a realistic one as well.
Looking back at last year, 16-4-1, you guys started out 13-0, finished 6-3 in the conference, were in a PK shootout in the conference championship, and also ended up, of course, making it to the NCAA tournament, a game you guys were very much a part of. Putting into perspective last year's season, how would you rank it in terms of some of your best seasons here at Wittenberg?
Oh, it's right up there. I think 89, we were 10-0-2. We went 12 games without defeat, and then we had a couple of hiccups there. And in those days, you didn't get the automatic qualifier, and we lost a couple of, we had a couple of key injuries, just like we did this year, and it kind of cost us. And we didn't get in the tournament that year. But that was a very, very good team. 13-0, and then we lose two of our best defenders. You know, Justin Jenkins to a broken collarbone and Mike Hoskett to a broken foot just killed that, our momentum. It just killed us. And we lost a couple of games, and then we recovered very well and, you know, got to the tournament final. And without Jenkins, we pushed Wesley into a PK shootout at their place. Great game. Should have won the game. We had it won a couple of times, I feel. And we didn't finish them off, but and then in the playoffs, we should have won that game. We were up 2-1 with, and then we had a meltdown at the back in the last few minutes. A couple of freshmen, just inexperienced, but they'll learn from it. But that was a disappointment. At the end of the season was a disappointment. But when I look back on the whole season, it was a great season. It was one of the best since I've been here, and a great group of guys, the largest group that I've ever had in terms of from start to finish. And we had some seniors who never really played, but they stuck with the program for 4 years, and that was excellent. There was like four or five of them. So it was a great group of players, and I look back on that, great memories really of last year.
In terms of carrying that over, I know you already talk about 21 of 36 young men from last year's team not coming back. What about the guys who did come back and saw the success of last year's squad? Talk about carrying over, I guess, the momentum of last year's team, or at least the taste of a really, really very good program into this year and looking to build upon that and get back to that level.
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I think While we're going to be very young and we have, you know, a lot of freshmen who are going to have to play a part this year, we do have a group, a solid group that are returning that were part of the last few years of our success we've had the last few years of that senior group from last year. And so they have experienced winning, what it takes to win close games, tight games, and what it takes to be competitive, and what it takes to build on that and to do things off the field, you know, to have that camaraderie amongst the players, to play as a team, to go into games and be competitive, and especially in our league. And so I think that hopefully there will be a carryover there from that experience, and some of those players will be able to instill that into the kids who are coming in now, the freshman players.
Some of the young men would include Brian Glenn, Michael Condon, your two seniors this year. You also have a couple of key juniors as well, Merrick Austin being one of them. And then you do have an experienced goalkeeper in Michael Lambeck, who started all your games last year in the net. Talk about that core as far as providing leadership for this year's squad.
Yeah, well, starting from the back, goalkeeping-wise, I recruited three good goalkeepers last year, and Michael played, you know, pretty much every minute of last year. And so hopefully, if he stays healthy, you know, he's going to be confident and experienced this year. We have David Ray, who's another goalkeeper, who is a good, talented keeper, big physical presence. I think he could also push Mike for that position. Stephen Fitzpatrick was the third goalie, but he's been playing on the field, and he's actually a good field player. And so we're thinking of using him in that respect. Merrick Austin, with Jenkins getting injured, Merrick Austin ended up playing against Ohio Wesleyan in that playoff game, had an excellent game. And even though he's really a central midfield player, we're using him as a sweeper right now. He's having some physical problems with shin splints. He can only play half a game right now, so we're having to be careful with him. Brian Glenn, still staying at the back. Michael Condon has been a solid starter for the last 3 years, and he's been an excellent leader for these young guys. Brian Glenn up front was one of our leading scorers last year, and he didn't play last night in the scrimmage because he has a groin injury, but we expect obviously big things from Brian and as a goal scorer. And then we have some other guys who are like sophomores who will contribute. Danny Brody will be a big factor this year. Tommy Fisher up front is a sophomore, returning junior, who could score quite a few goals. Declan McBride will play quite a bit this year, so these guys were all on the squad last year. They should hopefully have a big role this year in getting us back or making us competitive. Another player I'd like to mention is a kid who missed all of last year. He actually was our cameraman last year because he tore his knee. He tore his ACL during the summer, during scrimmages over the summer, is Spencer Hoag, and he will be a big factor for us going into this year.
Almost by necessity, you're going to be looking at some first years who are either going to be battling for starting spots or pushing some of the starters incumbent. Talk a little bit about some of those first years that you expect to really step up and make their presence known.
Well, we have a new player, but he's not a first year, would be Stefan Latham from Springfield, who transferred here from North Park. And I've known Stefan since he was, you know, since he was a baby, really. Good friends with the family. Stefan understands the game, should get considerable playing time this year. If he stays healthy, should have a big impact on our team, can score goals, and also sees the field very well. Also, the incoming freshman and Hondro Garcia from Toledo will be a strong player for us at the back. Marshall Rowland from Kentucky, very good, quick forward, and he can play outside mid. Should have an impact. We have Colin Payton, another local player, went to Emmanuel and played for the Springfield Rush, who has been working very hard and is showing quite significant improvement during preseason. And then we have, you know, a bunch of others, Brock Hicks from Columbus, Gus Dominic from Colorado. All these kids that could, you know, could conceivably, Chad Downing from Wapakoneta, these players could all conceivably, you know, get some time. There was one other player I didn't mention there who didn't play a lot last year, but has done very well in the off season. is a junior, returning junior, Nate Ayers from Hilliard, who has been playing very well in the central midfield position.
In terms of dealing with some of these new faces and not having a guy like Matt Borland or Shane Price up top, are you going to be dealing with any sort of strategic changes in terms of how you format your players out on the field?
Well, yeah, that's another good question. Yeah, and a complex one. I can't really get into details on that. But, yeah, it's going to be the players you have demand the way you play the game and obviously the opposition. But they demand the style you play and the strategy you use. We're not a big team. We're a small team, but we're quite quick. So we will obviously have to get the ball on the ground and move it quickly and use our width and our speed. We're not the sort of team who's going to be able to bang the ball over the top all the time and win balls from those kind of aerial sort of bombardment sort of play. We're not going to be able to do that. But we don't have the player like a Borland who can turn a game or a Price. But you never know. One of these guys may turn up to be like that. But I think that if we're going to be successful this year, there's two areas we have to be really excel in. One is we have to play as a team. And by a team, I mean we have to attack as a team. We have to defend as a team. Defend in numbers and attack in numbers. And as a result of that, to be able to accomplish that, the second thing, we're going to have to be very, very fit. We're going to have to outwork every team we play because size-wise and experience-wise, we're probably going to be, with the schedule we have, we're probably going to be second best if we're not successful in those two areas.
You allude to the schedule. It kicks off against Wilmington on September 1st. A number of similar matchups that you had last year, almost all regional matchups. Intriguing Wittenberg Invitational coming up on September 18th and 19th. If you want to highlight that, Albion, Otterbein, and Calvin all coming and playing at Edwards-Mauer Field. Talk a little bit about your schedule upcoming.
Well, yeah, we kick off with Wilmington, which we usually do. That's always a very, very tough contest. Over the years, it's just gone back and forth. They're a very good, strong program and great tradition. We go down to Kentucky, which is going to be very, very difficult. We play Transylvania down there and Center, both regionally ranked teams and teams that will be looking to get into postseason. We play Otterbein here the following weekend, but then we have them come into our invitational, but it's done in classic format. So we play Albion and Calvin. Albion's a good program at that Michigan conference, and Calvin, of course, made the playoffs last year, so the NCAA playoffs. We go to Capital, who will be out for revenge after last year. We had a tremendous match with them here last year, and they were nationally ranked last year, and I would assume they might be this year because they have returning all their players. We go to Ohio Northern, who were in the last eight of the NCAAs last year. So there's no easy games, certainly out of conference, and then of course in conference there aren't any, and it's going to be a very, very difficult schedule. We've got to go to Cedarville. That's a non-conference game, obviously, but it's always a good rivalry and a tough game. I don't see any easy games on the schedule if you look at. But then again, there weren't any last year either. Of course, we had the experience last year, so this year these guys are going to have to learn real quick.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking some time with us and wish you the best of luck when the season kicks off later on this week.
Okay, Ben, thanks very much.
And as head coach Steve Dawson of the men's soccer team, as we take a look to the 2009 season here on the Tigers Sports Network.